And now, regarding these 4% of Zelensky's rating, Trump, well, as they say, a big ship, a big hole. Trump, by mentioning the 4% and rating of Zelensky, exposed himself in the most significant way. If anything, his own 50-54 and possibly now much more. Zelensky's clear percentage. And after Trump's statements, it has already jumped over 60. This can be easily established by any survey that can be conducted under the control of the EU, and there will be no room for doubt about this survey. And Donald will look either like a liar or a fool or a completely incompetent person. And this demonstrated vivid, blatant, and foolish. A naive lie will, of course, completely undermine any trust in him regarding the issues of war and Ukraine. Because by talking about Zelensky's rating, Trump struck at the most protected, the most armored place of Ukraine in the legitimacy of Zelensky. Trump, of course, has a very big fist, but there are situations where the size of the fist only guarantees the number of fractures, such as proximal, metacarpal, and other hand bones. Zelensky at the moment is behaving impeccably, and despite all the insults, he remains calm and demonstrates a willingness to continue relations with the states. Trump behaves differently and continues his crazy spectacle, not realizing that even if he and Putin achieve their goals, then Ukraine's demise will be heroic, martyr-like, but it will become a crime not of Putin, but a crime of Trump. And whether Trump is ready to accept the title of Trump, the bloody is unknown. But in truth, this spectacle he has arranged leaves no special options. In this case, Russia will not be able, by the way, to claim even a small victory for itself. Trump will receive a pitiful and shameful laurel, while Putin will bear responsibility for all the committed crimes. By the way, speaking of which, Stephen King, who returned to X, he wrote today that Trump is a traitor. He is a writer, a classic. So I can allow myself to use the word jerk on air, because he used this word, a traitor jerk who loves Putin. This doubly applies to Elon. This was written by Stephen King.